For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend will take on the Ferris State Bulldogs, joined by freshman defenseman Luke Roloffs out of Mound, Minnesota. You go back to the beginning of the season, Luke, and quite honestly, there weren't a lot of freshmen, forward or D, that were playing a lot of consistent minutes just because of how much experience was back. It's the way the season goes. You're going to get an injury here or there. You're going to get a guy who maybe has a great week of practice, a guy who maybe hasn't had a great week of practice. And some of these things just kind of work themselves out. As a freshman, how hard was it to be patient?
Yeah, obviously, when our first game against Duluth, that was kind of, you know, the first college game I had watched in, you know, several years. And just getting to see a game, I think, really helps and, you know, kind of see what the pace is like. And then that following weekend, we played St. Cloud, and Wentz told me that I was going to be able to be in the lineup. And, you know, I was like, oh, my God, like, this top 20 team in the nation, and it's my first college game. And, you know, I kind of prepared all week of practice, you know, just getting my mindset the right way. And then after that first weekend, I felt pretty good. I just tried to make plays as quick as I could, you know, get it to our forwards. And after that, I started gaining a little bit of confidence in playing the way that I know I can. And, I've just been trying to do that all season. So,
safe to say maybe that first game, second game, third game, maybe fourth game, you're thinking more than you're reacting, and now you're reacting more than you're thinking?
Yeah, for sure. You know, in your first game, you just don't really want to make a mistake. And, you know, now obviously you're going to make mistakes, but, you know, now you know what you're doing and, you know what plays to make as you develop chemistry with your, you know, your D core and your forwards and, you know, where guys are going to be at so you can move the puck to them. And, yeah, I feel like that's kind of progressed for myself throughout the season, just trying to keep that going for the rest of the year.
I don't know if I can use a word or two even to describe this defensive core. You guys all have different traits. You guys all do different things well. How much better does that make you?
Yeah, I think it's good. Having variety. The weird thing is we just have 7 left-handed defensemen and only 2 right-handed. You know, so that there's that thing. We have lefties playing on the right. But, yeah, like you said, having a variety of traits that different defensemen have. You know, I mean, maybe it'll throw off the other team's forwards or something. But, yeah, obviously having, you know, a couple guys be super offensive and then having, you know, our super defensive defensemen. And then obviously there's a couple guys that do a little bit of both. I think it's good. It's good to have up and down the lineup. And, yeah, I like it. So,
you guys have gone quite a while without a regulation win. I get it. You guys grow up in junior hockey and you're playing shootouts and 3-on-3 all the time. So points is a win, for lack of a better term. But 9 straight without a 3-point night. How much did that wear on you guys?
Yeah, obviously it was a little bit of tough, you know, tough times. It started getting in some guys' heads, I think. But, you know, the coaches believe in us. Our captains believe in us. And I know every single guy on this team believes in this group. And we've just been really trying to emphasize that. And, you know, Tom was telling us that last year's team didn't even really get hot until about this time. So hopefully we can start playing the right way. And, you know, I think we showed that last weekend. And hopefully we can, you know, continue that the last 8 games in the playoffs.
I don't exactly remember the timeline of when you knew you were coming here this year or not, but safe to assume that you were paying attention to that run last year. How much did you get to see him? How much were you like, wow, this is a heck of a run they're on?
Yeah, I did know. I committed before Christmas last year, so I was following him, you know, the rest of the season there. And, you know, when I saw him start to win games, it was pretty cool to see. And then, obviously, you know, I'm playing Friday, Saturday too, so it's, you know, not the easiest to, you know, keep up with them and stuff. But, yeah, I just remember seeing him, you know, win the McNaughton, and then I saw him nationally ranked, and I was like, wow, like, this is going to be a pretty good spot and pretty cool spot for me. So, yeah, it was really awesome to see, you know, as an incoming freshman that, you know, there's so much belief in this group and in the coaches. And, yeah, I love it here. It's been, you know, 6-7 months, and I couldn't ask it for anything better. So,
to be blunt, can this team do that same thing?
I think so, yeah. You know, we have, what, 9, 10 seniors, you know, and a couple of included fifth years. But and then we got, you know, 6, 7 juniors. It's like, yeah, we have a lot of experience on this team, you know, guys that have played in those big-time games. And even, you know, the sophomores, like, they were there last year too. They've seen what it takes. And, you know, they've just been really emphasizing that to, you know, me and the freshman class. And, you know, I think every guy in that room believes it. So I think we can, yeah, for sure.
Best of luck.
Thank you.